This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Niger closed its airspace Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Thousands of supporters of the coup leader flocked to a stadium in the capital Sunday, appearing undaunted by the threat of military intervention from West Africa's regional bloc as its ultimatum to reinstate the president expired. The seventh coup in West and Central Africa in 3 years has rocked the Sahel region, one of the poorest in the world, given its uranium and oil riches and its pivotal role in war with Islamist militants. Niger holds importance for the U.S., Europe, China, and Russia. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyer is hitting the airwaves with his prediction the former president cannot be found guilty of any wrongdoing in the aftermath of his 2020 election defeat. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Defense attorney John Lauro on NBC's Meet the Press.
The Biden administration would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump did not believe that he had won the election.
He says former President Trump was simply exercising his free speech rights. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin on NBC.
He tried to steal the entire election. And his lawyer's up there saying, oh, that's just a matter of him expressing his First Amendment rights. That's deranged.
Raskin, the lead impeachment manager against Trump after the Capitol insurrection, alleges there was a scheme to bring in fake electors.
He conspired to defraud the American people out of our right to an honest election.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Cambodia's king has appointed the army chief Hun Manet to succeed his father and long-ruling prime minister Hun Sen as a nation's leader later this month. This is VOA News. Iran has begun registering candidates for parliamentary elections in March, which will be the first since nationwide protests rocked the country last year. Iran has held regular presidential and parliamentary elections since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, but a clerical body vets candidates for the 290-seat parliament, disqualifying any seen as disloyal to the Islamic Republic. The Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has a final say on all major policies. Over 7,000 candidates were disqualified ahead of the last elections in 2020. About half of those who had tried to run, the turnout for the election was the lowest since 1979, with just over 42% of eligible voters casting ballots. A senior Philippine official tells the Associated Press that Philippine government has summoned the Chinese ambassador to convey a diplomatic protest over the Chinese Coast Guard's use of a water cannon against a Filipino supply boat in the disputed South China Sea. Philippine military on Sunday condemned the Chinese Coast Guard ship's excessive and offensive use of water cannon to block a Filipino supply boat from delivering a new batch of troops, food, and fuel to the Philippine-occupied Second Thomas Shoal in the disputed waters. Climate change isn't just about the weather. It's also about money. VOA's Scott Walterman says a new report says heat waves make it more expensive to borrow money.
The study published in the Management Science Journal on Monday found that global failure to curb carbon emissions will lead to rising debt service costs for 59 nations in the next 10 years. China, India, the United States, and Canada among them. All of their credit scores expected to fall two notches. The insurance giants Allianz says that's just one of the rising costs of climate change, saying already this year, heat waves will have shaved about a half point off global output, and developing nations with lower credit scores will be the hardest hit, as their credit scores have the most to fall. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's social media feed suggests he's been busy unveiling development projects and rubbing shoulders with foreign leaders. The powerhouse embodiment of an ascended India shaking up the global order. That carefully crafted image is uncomfortably at odds with what's come to a civil war engulfing a remote northeastern state. Modi's Hindu nationalist Janata Party governs one area, and he says it's been largely silent on the ethnic violence there after 150 deaths and displacement of thousands. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.